You obviously learned quite a bit from that performance against the good Gateshead team, it has to be said, but disappointing the way it turned out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're giving away two penalty kicks. We look a bit dishevelled at the end of the match. I don't think we acquitted ourselves anywhere near as well as we did last week against a very good Scottish Championship side in Hibs. We showed a level of intensity that we couldn't match tonight. I thought for the first 20 minutes we more than held our own, but you know, our performance kind of descended a little bit into chaos when we continually gave them encouragement by giving the ball away. Ultimately, we don't score the first goal and we give Gateshead that bit of confidence and encouragement, as I say, to go on and put on a decent performance. And to be fair, they are a big, strong side, very, very athletic, and they look to me as if they could go and play another game right now, to be perfectly honest. We look tired. We look really tired tonight. You know, the pre-season schedule has not helped us, but we should still be performing better than we did tonight. I thought we were poor.
How concerning is that then, bearing in mind the competitive stuff isn't far away now?
I'm not overly concerned. I'd rather have it happen now than in a competitive game. Having said that, I know the standard we can hit because we did last week. We have another very tough game next week. To be fair, the pre-season was structured that way, that we would take tough games. If we didn't win any of the games, it wasn't going to give me any sleepless nights. It was a case of making sure that we're battle hardened and ready to play. My biggest concern tonight was that we passed the ball so poorly. You know, we didn't keep possession, and if you do that against a good side, then you're going to come up second best. So that's a big thing now. You know, the shape of the side didn't function well, possibly down to what they were doing against us, but I think just as equally that we passed it really poorly, and we can only look at ourselves for that one.
Putting tonight's performance and result aside, how do you feel preparations have been? Because obviously you didn't have a couple of players available this evening, and also you've brought quite a lot in during the summer as well, so it's very much a kind of reshaping programme. So where do you feel you're at the moment?
That is, you're pretty much at the nail on the head. It's been very disjointed because of players coming in and out, you know, that type of thing. All clubs suffer for that stage of the season. We made our signings very early. I thought we had the structure in place, and of course we're now being hit by the part-time football problem that most clubs have. People go on holiday at this time. The competitive stuff starts on the 19th for us, but we still have people on holiday at that time, and that's a real problem for me. But personally, if it's me signing for a football club, I wouldn't be going on holiday, but we don't pay them until the first competitive game, so there's very little we can do. But it's disappointing because it is affecting our structure. We saw some of the young kids in the team tonight, and I thought they struggled a little bit, which, you know, is certainly not their fault. But you know, hopefully when we can get them back, and the majority of them, if not all of them, for the Alloa game, we'll have at least one game where we can actually prepare properly for the Albion Rovers fixture.
And then you've got those fixtures all in the Cup, which is a new format, of course, so that also involves playing Kilmarnock as well, a Premier League side, which is great for the fans, I guess, and it gives you a real test before the league action even begins.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, obviously there's a lot of thought went into it. You know, we'll reserve judgment as to see how it goes, but we've got some tough fixtures coming up. You know, the Kilmarnock game in particular will be a big game for us as well. We have to play with a lot more intensity than we show tonight, but I'm sure we will. I'm sure the adrenaline will be flowing. For whatever reason tonight, it was very quiet. You know, you'd hardly tell it was a game on here, to be fair, but I'm sure that we'll bounce back. You know, I'll have to impress on the players that, you know, that performance is no acceptable, and we have to make sure that we go and compete as well as we can, and hopefully no repeat of the result tonight.
And ambition wise for the season ahead, actually I was looking at the bookmakers' odds and I was a bit surprised to see where you were. You know, not one of the fancied teams, perhaps, bearing in mind how you ended last season. That was a little bit of a surprise to me.
I think it's more to do with who spends what. You know, I think they look at that, and obviously we've made five or six signings, bringing them into the club, but the budget doesn't compare with the teams at the top of the league, and I think they sometimes look at that scenario. You know, we expect to try and fight in the top four this season, if not getting it. I mean, you've got to be ambitious. You've got to have a go at it. There are four places up for grabs out of the 10 teams in there, so why not? You know, so we'll give it our best shot. The way we finished the season, we would hope that we'd use that for a platform. Last week we were taking the plaudits. Today we're unfortunately taking criticism because of the nature of the performance, but I'm sure we'll bounce back.